Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking a lot about John Gruden potentially getting back into the NFL, taking a head coaching job in a place that really needs some energy and a spark. And the New York Jets certainly are that place, especially when you consider some of the other candidates that might not want to come work for Woody Johnson, and John Gruden wanting to get back in. Maybe that's the type of opportunity that he gets. So to talk more about John Gruden, why not go to someone who spent a lot of time with him? 17-year NFL veteran quarterback Rich Gannon. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great, Rich. Thanks for calling in this morning. You know, Gio was on to something about 6 weeks ago, and he was talking about John Gruden for the Jets because it would be exactly what the Jets would need. They'd need a personality. They'd need a guy that was going to make the team tough and competitive, kind of like what Rex Ryan did for them when he first got here from the Ravens. So, I made some calls, did some digging. The NFL does not have anything that says that John Gruden cannot come back and coach. So if that in case is the facts, what do you think? Do you expect to see him on the sideline, and does he want to come back and coach in the NFL?
Well, Boomer, he does. He'd love to come back and coach. You know, John, he's passionate about the game. He sits down in that office down there in Tampa. He meets with coaches, players, college coaches. He's watching tape every day. He's around the game. He loves it. And, I'm sure in the right situation, he'd love to come back. And look, you're talking about a guy that's got a ton of experience. He started his career in San Francisco, was in Green Bay with Mike Holmgren and Andy Reid and all those guys, and Philadelphia, Oakland, Tampa Bay, back to Las Vegas. And so, obviously, he had a career in broadcasting. But you're right about the Jets situation. They need some stability. They need some toughness. They need some direction. They need to get the offense straightened out. Most importantly, they got to figure out what the long-term plan is at quarterback. I mean, I just did a whole breakdown of what's going on with the Jets right now, offense, and it's a train wreck. I mean, you got one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game that doesn't look comfortable in the offense. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. You know, they're pressed. I'm just looking at some numbers here. In every blocking statistic, the Jets rank outside the top 20. Every blocking statistic. So they're not protecting them. I love the running back, Breece Hall, but he's a liability in protection. If he's in the backfield in the passing game, they need to get him out because he's not helping him when he stays in and blocks. And, of course, you look at Devontae Adams. That was supposed to be the guy was going to fix it all. Got 20 catches for 200 yards, 206 yards, and one touchdown in four games. It's just the offense, they're so out of sorts right now, it's not even funny.
You know, the amazing thing is the offense was run by Aaron's best friend, Nathaniel Hackett, and then that whole thing blew up, and they ended up firing Rob Saleh. But I just want to get back to John Gruden for a second. This email scandal that he's involved in, the emails, the unfortunate words that he decided to use in regards to describing some people, can he overcome that, you think, with players, and do you think players would understand some of the stuff that he went through and maybe, give him a second go-around?
Boomer, what's interesting is not one player, since this all has come out, has ever said that John Gruden said anything to him that was racist or, anti-Semitic, anything, nothing. Not a single player has said that, or a person that I'm aware of. So what's amazing is, if you know the history of it, there was an email chain that went back and forth. John was working at ESPN at the time. It involved Bruce Allen and some other people outside of the profession. And there was just kind of, you know, nonsense, you know, guy stuff, saying stuff about, and they were criticizing John because he wasn't coaching, just back and forth stuff. And so they took a couple things that were said in some text chain or email, and you know, basically use that to get, I think, the attention away from the owner down there in Washington. And it's really a tragedy what happened. You really ruined the name of a really good man. You can say you don't like him as a coach, you like him as a coach, it hasn't worked out. Whatever the situation is, he was a good football man that took care of people, cared about his players, cared about the staff, and really got a bad deal. I think he wants to come back if the situation's right. I thought there was a situation last year where he may come back as a coordinator and help a team, but that didn't happen. But I think in the right situation, and if the opportunity presented itself, he would certainly consider it.
You know, what's interesting is you say the right situation, so he would still, you think, be picky of where he goes despite wanting to desperately get back in. I think that's an important point, because I don't think there's any situation worse than the New York Jets outside of the Cleveland Browns in the NFL. So if John Gruden's getting multiple opportunities, or he's being picky about where he goes, and the Jets aren't going to have a shot at him either.
Well, Gio, you bring up a great point. We've fired 30 coaches in the last 4 years, and there's only one reason, with the exception of Brandon Staley in Los Angeles, the Chargers. We fire them all because they don't have a quarterback. Even Bill Belichick got fired because the quarterback room wasn't right. So that's a big, you know, when you look at coaches and the right situation, it starts there. You know, a Boomer and I's colleague a decade ago, Bill Cowher, you know, they were talking about him going to New York. And everything had to be right. The quarterback situation, the ownership, the management, the personnel people. So there's a lot that these coaches look at. But when you look at the situation in New York, I think you've got to start the quarterback. Aaron's 41 years old. He's not the same player he once was. I don't think he's going to be coming back next year. So not only are you starting over with the head coach, but you have to start over with the staff, and most importantly, probably the quarterback position.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, most likely a front office as well, I would think. It seems like it's heading in that direction. You know, it's hard to really predict what's going to happen, but it all seems like it's heading in that direction. So, you know, quickly, in terms of, like, John Gruden, one more time, if an NFL owner called you up and they said, okay, tell me about John Gruden, tell me about something I don't know about him that is good that I could use in a PR battle against some of the negativity that may be surrounding him.
Well, the Glazer family just had him back as their guest this past weekend down there in Tampa to honor him and some of the players on that Super Bowl team. So I think that when you really look under the hood, Boomer, at what happened, this is not a reflection of who Coach Gruden is. And I was around him for all those years in Oakland. I never once heard him say anything derogatory towards anybody. Certainly, not an African-American player or, you know, any of that kind of nonsense. So players loved him. Players loved playing for him. All types of players.
from different backgrounds, different colors, creeds. And so, you know, I don't know that that's an issue. I really don't. I think you talk to anyone in the business, as you know, Boomer, inside the buildings, inside these organizations, inside, you know, the front offices, and they know who he is. You know, he's a guy that coached and, of course, went around covering the games for ESPN for years. I think he's got a great reputation. And I think, you know, there's no perfect candidate. Keep that in mind. You know, everyone wants to go hire Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan's young, up-and-coming assistant coach. You know, a lot of teams have gone that route. That hasn't worked as much lately. But, you know, there's these trends in the NFL, and I just think he's a winner. I think he brings a work ethic that is really unmatched. And I think somebody who's motivated to right the ship and to create a new legacy for himself. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we talk about, real quickly, we talk about, you know, rehabbing one's image and rehabbing one's legacy. If he would be able to turn around the New York Jets, think about that for one moment. Do what Rex Ryan did for the Jets. I think that would be an amazing feather in his cap and would be something that he could be very proud of.
The Hall of Fame worthy, Boomer. That's not an easy situation. And I really think it gets back to, I'll finish with this real quick. You know, I did the NFL games, Boomer, a colleague of yours, 18 years, and I went into that building and did a ton of their games. And every time I walked out of the building, I thought to myself, something's not right here. If you want to really fix it, it's about the culture and the environment. They've got to clean things up there. They have done things the wrong way for too long, and they need somebody to come in with some fresh perspective and some toughness and to get that thing turned around.
Yeah, and I have just one more, because you just said you did a whole breakdown on the Jets offense, so I'm fascinated to hear about some other takeaways. Where does the blame lie? I mean, is it coaching with some of these protections and some of these issues and why Aaron's uncomfortable, or is it that Aaron Rodgers is trying to run an offense that worked when he was 27 years old that he can't run when he's 40 years old?
All right, I know we're up against the break, so I'll be quick, okay? The offensive line's not good enough. The protection is a problem. He's missed some hot reads, and he's missed some throws just because of the protection. So you can tell he's not comfortable. You see a half dozen times every game where he looks at, you know, whether it's Davante Adams, whether it's
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Garrett. Well, any of these guys. They're not on the same page. And so you look at that. You got a veteran quarterback that's a Hall of Famer that you can tell isn't quite comfortable with what's going on, whether it's protections, whether it's the play calls, whether it's the scheme, whether it's the execution. We saw Mike Williams get run out of town. You see Davante Adams, who's supposed to know all the hand signals, there's four or five shots every game where he throws a ball and the receiver doesn't look, doesn't stop. You know, there's just too many mistakes right now. I think you go from a different head coach to a different play caller. Too much change, Boomer. As you know, Gio, around a quarterback is never a good thing.
Rich, great talking to you. Thanks for jumping on this morning.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
All right. See you, Rich
Gannon. Yeah. Former NFL quarterback, 17 years, multiple Pro Bowls, played in the Super Bowl. So
listen, exactly what I thought he was going to say about John Gruden. I wanted people here in the New York area to hear that. Because this is a guy that, you know, actually has been asked to be a part of a coaching staff with John Gruden in previous years, but he wanted to stay in Minnesota with his family and do what he was doing, so he didn't, you know, bite on that. And look, he loves John, as most people who have played for him do, and I'm sure there will be some negativity out there. But I think and the fact that the Glazers had him down in Tampa this past weekend.
Yeah, but there's one thing that he said, and we'll talk about it on the other side. There's one thing that he said that makes me think that it wouldn't happen with the Jets.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.